I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air,
I'm picking up her vibration. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies. And in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can turn the lead in your life into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, the promoter and producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair. Now, the Rhoda Psychic Fair has been a constant in Monterey County for the past 34 years. Our last fair was October 21st and 22nd. Our next event is October 13th and 14th of 2018 at the Monterey County Fairgrounds. So I encourage you to sign up for the email list on rhodapsychicfair.com and goodvibrationsradio.com so you can be notified about the upcoming events. Last week, Kirilani shared the numerology and vibrational energy for May, and I shared information about the aspects from last week leading up to tomorrow's new moon in Taurus and Uranus leaving Aries after 7 years and entering into Taurus. The podcast of that show can be found through the podcast link on goodvibrationsradio.com. Later on, I'll share some more insights about tomorrow's new moon and the move of Uranus into Taurus. But before we get into the show, let me tell you a little bit about me. I'm a speaker, performer, reader, healer, radio host, and author. I've been a part of the metaphysical community all my life. My undergraduate and graduate degrees are in metaphysics. This show shares a variety of metaphysical subjects, sometimes introduced by me and often shared by those who have explored those areas in great detail. For those who listen regularly, you know I like to start each show with a reading from Day by Day with James Allen. Now, in 1903, James Allen published his essay, As a Man Thinketh. And he chose the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It was described by Allen as a book that will help you help yourself. Allen wanted all of us to know that in your own thought world, you hold the key to every condition, good or bad, that enters into your life. Your present reality is a direct outcome of your past thoughts, intentions, and beliefs. But your future is not predestined by your past. By working patiently and intelligently on your thoughts, intentions, and beliefs, you can remake your life and transform your circumstances. In Day by Day with James Allen, his essay has been broken into a separate section for each day of the month. And for the 14th day of the month, James Allen shares harmonizing thoughts. A person is the causer, though nearly always unconsciously, of his circumstances, and that whilst aiming at the good end, he is continually frustrating its accomplishment by encouraging thoughts and desires which cannot possibly harmonize with that end. James Allen talks about the rich man who's the victim of a painful and persistent disease as a result of his own gluttony. Now, he's willing to give large sums of money to get rid of the disease, and he fully expects that will be the cure. Unfortunately, he never addresses the gluttonous desire that's the cause of his condition. A person is the causer, though nearly always unconsciously, of his circumstances, and that while aiming at the good end, he is continually frustrating its accomplishment by encouraging thoughts and desires which cannot possibly harmonize with that end. The late Dr. Wayne Dyer, in his book, You'll See It When You Believe It, wrote, "Work each day on your thoughts rather than concentrating on your behavior. It's your thinking that creates the feelings which you have and ultimately result in the actions you take." Now, I've shared, how do you set your thoughts for the day? And I've shared many times that I have a series of prayers and affirmations I use each day to help me focus on the positive. I do a morning and evening series of forgiveness prayers. I do a gratitude affirmation. I do Ho'oponopono, the Huna healing tradition of forgiveness. I do unconditional love affirmations. And I collect a positive thought from the daily word produced by the Unity School of Christianity. And the daily word for Monday, May 14th says, "My body responds to the flow of divine energy within me." Life is about the ebb and flow of shift and change. Often our stress in life comes from the resistance to what life presents. The daily word reminds us that in each moment, we are in the flow of divine energy, and only when we lose sight of that fact do we find ourselves struggling to make it through the day and enjoy the life we live. As James Allen shared, harmonizing thoughts, and as the daily word reminds us, your body responds to the flow of divine energy within you. How you respond is up to you. How it affects you is based on your choice. Now, on Friday, March 30th, we held the quarterly preview with the astrology, numerology, and wisdom of the tarot for April, May, and June. We shared the energy of 2018 as well as the detail about the months of April, May, and June. At that time, I drew the card, the Seven of Rainbows, from the Osho Zen Tarot deck as the card for May 2018. This card title is Patience. This card reminds us that everything has a cycle, and this is the time to be patient. Existence wants us to wait for the right moment. Yet at the same time, as we're going to see in a few moments, existence is not sitting around doing nothing. It's creating a series of impactful changes. So we've forgotten in our life how to wait. We want everything in a hurry. We want it now. This is our time to be alert, to be patient, and to wait. Don't overrun everyone in the pursuit of your dreams. Enjoy the mystery and wait. Be ready for the new discoveries and accomplishments. Be patient because we sow what we reap. Now, over the weekend, starting on Saturday, Mercury and Aries created a square with Mars and Capricorn. Now, Mercury is about communication, and Mars will point you where you're not walking your talk in life. It's time to reassess whether you're as committed to what you state you believe. The fresh look from Uranus will give you the chance to see everything from a new perspective. And the Uranus fresh look comes tomorrow on Tuesday. Now on Sunday, Mercury met Uranus in the last degrees of Aries. Where do you have Aries in your natal chart? That transit from Sunday, from yesterday, will provide revelations at the part of your life represented based on the house in your natal chart where Aries resides. If it's in the first house, it's the house of self. It's about you as the individual. If it's in the second house, it's the house of material possessions, the having, the not having. Third house, the house of communication, the ability to relate and communicate. Fourth house is the house of home and family. And that's another element of our base security needs, the security of that home and family. The fifth house is a house of pleasure, the things we enjoy. It could be hobbies, it could be sensuality. The sixth house is the house of health, having and not having. Seventh house, the house of partnerships. The eighth house, the house of reincarnation, sex, and mystery. It's about the unknown. The ninth house is the house of philosophy. And often that relates to religion and spirituality. The 10th house is the house of status, goals, and career. What are you doing? What are your goals? How are you? How do you see yourself in the world, and how do others see you? The 11th house is the house of friendships and social awareness. And this is your social sector, your group of people and your friendships. And the 12th house is the house of endings, undoings, and the subconscious. Uranus entered Aries in 2010, and it's been creating havoc ever since. Uranus is the agent of radical change. And if you look at the changes in your world since 2010, you can see clearly how Uranus has turned it upside down. Tomorrow, Tuesday, May 15th, the new moon in Taurus will occur at 4:47 Pacific AM, Pacific Daylight Time. And that's almost 4 hours later at 8:16 a.m., Uranus will leave Aries and enter Taurus. And this will create changes that have been coming for a long time. Let's review some of what we can expect. Usually, a Taurus new moon, which comes at this time of the year every time, is often a time of stability, of settling. Steady and earthy, because that's the Taurus way, but not this year. New moons are always a time of new beginnings and new possibilities. And in this Venus-ruled Earth sign of Taurus, this means that our sap, our energy is actually rising. And we've got an urge to embrace all that is delicious and sensual and fertile. This is why we have Beltane and May Day and those celebrations at this time of the year. Because it's really about the fertility coming to the forefront. But the new beginnings launched by this new moon come with a twist. This is not about planting seeds and waiting patiently for this to grow. It's not about building security. It's about shaking up the foundations of what we know. This ushers in a game-changing move that shifts the entire year. It doubles as a goodbye party for Uranus leaving Aries, which is the cosmic rebel and awakener and liberator. And he's been throwing Molotov cocktails into everybody's life. And so we're going to look back, and this is the first 4 months of this year leading to this moment are going to be like the epilogue. But this moment is the grand finale, creating the shift. Uranus' exit begins with a conjunction to Mercury. Which is not only about how we communicate and what comes out of our mouth, but it's also how we get around in the world, how we get around in life. And this will create a shift in how we think, see, and express about everything. And this will create a complete overhaul to our security and stability. Old habits are going to be broken. Outdated values will be left behind. Remember what I said about walking your talk. Whatever this new moon introduced will be the first rumble of the Uranus-Taurus earthquake that we can expect. In addition, the new moon will trine Pluto. And Pluto is about transformation, death, and rebirth, the remaking. So it's going to undercut everything that comes to the surface by undercutting everything below the surface. This is going to create new power in control of our own lives by digging deeper and going back over old ground. Reviews, intensified transformations are going to be part of this new beginning. Some people may find themselves facing new journeys through the darkness of their soul. Some people may find themselves renewing old wounds so that they can come to the surface to be healed. But this trine, which is actually fortuitous, is all about healing the wounds and healing the subconscious and getting out of our own way and transforming those aspects we've used to hold ourselves back. And another reason that this new moon will break from the earthy, leisurely, placid Taurus mode is her trine to Mars. Oh my God. Moon and Mars will come into this trine highly, highly charged. Both are focused and insistent because of their recent contacts with Pluto. Pluto is about all that subconscious and unconscious, all that we hide. And wham, bam, pow, the trine to Mars is going to bring, they're going to be squaring each other, Mars and Uranus on the new moon. The trine to Mars with the new moon is going to be bringing all of that to the surface and say, major surprises, revelations, light bulb moments, rapid changes, new innovations, high energy of creation and innovation. This is going to be a transformative new moon. It's not going to be placid. It's not going to be easy. And I'm going to say this for everybody. You may not see it all happen all of a sudden at 4:47 a.m. Pacific time. You may start seeing it unfold over the rest of the course of the month. This energy will get in you, infuse you, and shift you. Now, because there's a luscious trine between Jupiter, which is in Scorpio right now, and Neptune, which is in Pisces, there's going to be some softening to all of these aspects also, which will allow you to be honor and respect yourself as you go through these changes. But change you will. Make no mistake, this is the start of the year. Everything leading up to this has just been a prelude. This is the start of the year. And then at 8:16 a.m. tomorrow, Uranus will move into Taurus. Now on a personal level, Uranus demands that we find our own path. But it's one of the three outer planets, and it represents, just like Pluto, it represents transformational forces in your life and in your path. Because it's been in Aries for the past 7 years, it was aggressive, and it oversaw the splintering of the government to where we are today and to what we currently have, the proliferation of violence around the world. And now, this is not the time for financial speculation. Uranus moving into Taurus is about getting your foundation solid. Wherever you're shaky, if you continue on that path, it will come apart. Taurus is the earthiest of the earth signs. It's often referred to as being ruled by the earth itself. So it's about material security, comfort, and wealth. And it's going to change the way wealth is distributed around the world because Uranus is revolutionary. So even though it's about it, you may see new enlightenments about cryptocurrencies or other things, but also pay attention to your own currency. The last time Uranus was in Taurus was between 1935 and 1942. That was in the middle of the Great Depression. It is going to create upheaval in our financial markets, and it will be global. It won't be local. It will hit you locally, but it will be global. So pay attention. Tomorrow is a big day. You have your new moon in Taurus, and just over 3 hours later, not quite four, Uranus enters into Taurus. This is major new beginnings. This is a major transit. This is change of the world on a global scale, and this will be a change of your life. Be aware, be conscious. Whatever happens, don't take it personally. Did not want it crawling around in here, so I had to catch it and take it outside. She's still looking for it, though. So big, big changes coming up starting tomorrow. The expected will disappear. The unexpected will occur. Situations that have been stalled will suddenly breathe new life. And other situations, totally unexpected, unseen, and unknown, are going to crop up and face us. Remember what we started with, harmonizing thoughts. Dream big, hold on for your ride. Remember, this is the Chinese year of the brown earth dog, which will bring success in those areas where you take prudent, honest action. But it's patient action. It's patient, prudent, cautious, but definitely take action. As we close, I want to once again share the anonymous poem from Empower Astrology. In the midst of hate, I found there was within me an invincible love. In the midst of tears, I found there was within me an invincible smile. In the midst of chaos, I found there was within me an invincible calm. I realized through it all that in the midst of winter, I found there was within me an invincible summer. No matter how hard the world pushes against you, within you, there's something stronger, something better, pushing right back. Whatever you give, do so from your heart. Open to your inner shaman. Be non-judgmental. Be in balance. Hold all experiences as sacred. Do your daily practice of gratitude by saying, "Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever." Choose to express from love in all your encounters. I live and practice loving kindness in all situations. Accept yourself fully. I accept and love myself unconditionally. Open yourself fully to love using this affirmation. I surrender all to love. Express and heal yourself by doing Ho'oponopono. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. You are not the victim. You have a choice. Thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. We'll talk again next Monday, the 21st, from 5 to 6 p.m., when Joyce Day Muse from Pacific Astrology will share your lucky stars and give us more details about all these exciting celestial shifts. Remember to turn the lead in your life into gold. Many blessings. Namaste.